Today's daf is Menachas daf Ayin Dalet, and we are at the two dots, about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. So yesterday we began the seventh perek of Masechtas Menachas, which begins with a list of Menachos that have a mitzvahs kemitzah, v'shoreyem necholim l'koyhanim. The Mishnah said, minchas ha-soyles, v'ha-machves, v'ha-marcheshes, v'ha-chalos, v'ha-rikikim. They five make up the five types of minchas nedava. Additionally, minchas ovdei kechavim, we spoke about that a little bit yesterday. Minchas ovdei kechavim, can a goy bring a carbon mincha? L'chura, a goy can only bring a carbon oila. U'minchas nashim, u'minchas ha'omer, so much about that in the last parak. U'minchas choyte, u'minchas kanois. And the Gemara essentially brought Mekairis how it is we know that the aforementioned, the respective menachos, have a halacha that after the kemitzah, the shirayim wanach. The Gemara said the ksiva, ksiva, there are some words mefurish in the Torah. And even the loy ksiva, Ksiva, Perek Vav, Parsha Sav, the Torah says, Zois Teres HaMincha. And when the Torah talks about the halachas of the Mincha, one of the things the Torah says is that the Shirayim should be given to the Kohanim. The Zois Teres HaMincha is all-inclusive, it's a hekish, that would say that even the Menachis, where it's not Mefurish in the Torah, are Necha L'Kohanim. Still, they're going to be Necha L'Kohanim. But where the Gemara was left hanging was, what about the Menachis that were Basa Oyrim? Specifically, the Minchas Ha'oimer and the Minchas Kanois. Meaning, the Gemara thought in Svara, even though we're dealing with a Hekish, but the Gemara thought in Svara that maybe Zois Teres HaMincha only relates to the Iker Menachis, which are Menachis that Abba Chit, and how do you know the Menachis that Abba Slayer? And the Gemara brought two Pshat, Chizki Amar, Rabino Amar, just one Ha'ara that we didn't mention yesterday, and that is where Meir Simcha, the Meshach Chachma, says that at the end of the day, it comes out that the Menachis that were bachitin, it's mefurish in the Torah, were nechal kayhanim. The ones that were basa'irim are not mefurish in the Torah. Says Rav Meir Simcha, the reason is because Chazal say throughout Shas that sa'irim was nechal behema. And even though we have here a mitzvah for the kayin, lemashcha, to eat this Michael Behema, this Sa'irim, but at the same time, it's a little bit not fine. It's a little inappropriate. You're giving the kayin what? Your Michael Behema? Says Rav Meir Simcha, as a sensitivity, although the Torah wants the Kohen to eat it, and when the Kohen eats it, he's Mekayim a mitzvah, Esed HaRaisa, V'achlu HaYisam, Asher Kupra Bahem. There's no question the Kohen gets a mitzvah for eating the mincha that's Basayim, just like he gets the mitzvah for eating the mitzvah that's Bachitin. But as a sensitivity, the Torah only said a Peramisa. So the Menachas that are Bachitin, that's like the Gemara says right in the beginning of the Ksugya, the Ksiva, Ksiva, Udalai Ksiva, Ksiva. That's before Ishim the Torah. What about the Menachas that are Basayim? That's a really difficult daf tucked away Menachas daf Ayin Gimel. For that already we need Ramazim and really difficult Ramazim. Why did the Torah tell it us so Beremiza as a sensitivity to the Kohen? We don't want to make it sound like we're giving our Meichel Behema to the Kohen. That's what the Kohen ate in the Beis HaMikdash. He ate Sa'irim. That's something he gave animals. So that sensitivity, the Torah only said it Beremiza. Regardless, the Mishnah had mentioned at the end, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon said that there was one type of Mincha that had Kemitzah, and the Shirayim were not Nechal HaKayanim. In fact, the Shirayim weren't Nechal at all. The Shirayim, like the Koimitz, one of them is Be'ech. And that was the Minchas Choyte of the Koyanim. So if a Koyin was bringing a Minchas Choyte, and again, which Choyte brought the Minchas Choyte? That's a Choyte that did one of the Averis for which Yechayev Karban Oyla V'yoyrit. So Karban Oyla V'yoyrit, at this point we know is not a Karban Oyla. It's a Karban Chatas. Because the price and the type of carbon fluctuated based on the financial status of the Baal Avera. But it was a carbon chatos, and the Torah said that certain Averas that are chayiv chatos, you don't necessarily have to bring the kispa or the seira, the female sheep or the female goat, that a person ordinarily had to bring when he was chayiv chatos. But over here, it varies. If you can afford to bring a kispa or seira, that's what you bring. If you can't afford that, there's an option to bring shnei tayrim v'shnei bnei yoyna. If you can't even afford that, there was a third option. Thus, the type of carbon was oila v'yoyre. If somebody couldn't afford to bring the animal or even the shnei tayrim v'shnei bnei yoyna, he had to bring the mincha. His mincha was being brought al chet. Thus, his mincha was called a mincha schayte. Now, mincha schayte is an ordinary mincha. It's requires kamitza v'shirayim l'kayhanim. It's one of the 10 menachas that I mentioned in the Reish of the Mishnah. Stating that, Reb Shimon said, if the kohen was the one that did the avera, so now it's a kohen that's bringing this minchas chayte. There the halacha is that the shirayim were not nechal l'kayhanim, so the kohen's not going to eat his own shirayim or give it to another kohen to eat the shirayim, but rather the shirayim of the minchas chayte of the kohen gets burnt on the mizbeach as well. And really, the background to Reb Shimon's shita is a pasuk in the Torah, which is going to permeate today's daf. The pasuk, it's in Parshas Sav, it's Perek Vav Pasuk Tazayin. The Chol Minchas Koyen Kolul Tia Loisa Yachal. Pasha, any mincha that a Koyen brings, Kolul Tia. That's the Shprach of a Korban Oilo. Kolul Tia. It should be completely consumed on the Mizbeach. Loisa Yachal, it cannot be eaten. Now, Pasha, this Pasuk is referring to a Minchas Nedova. So if a Koyen is Menad of a Mincha, Minchas Soilus, Minchas Marcheshes, Minchas Machvas, Mafeitaner, Chalus, Rakikim, Mechzer Chalus, Mechzer Rakikim, says the Torah, although ordinarily this Kemitzan, the Shiraim Anechel, over here, the Chol Minchas Koyen Kolul Tia, Loisa Yachal. Over here, the Shiraim is not going to be eaten, meaning it's going to be put completely on the Mizbeach. And really, what the Pasuk means is not even Kemitzan. Means kol tia, you don't do kaimitz. What do you do kaimitz for? Kaimitz is the pshat, you do kaimitz, you take the kaimitz and put it on the mizbeach. What the Torah is saying is, kol tia, there's not even reference of kaimitz. It says, Reb Shimon, that although it's true, this pasuk is referring to the minchas nedava of a kayin, but really it applies to the minchas chayte of the kayin as well, albeit slightly differently. Because whereas the minchas nedava kol tia means you don't even do kaimitz, everything gets put on the mizbeach, by the minchas chayte of the kayin, being that it's still the kayin, there is a concept of kolul tia loisa yachal. The concept is you do kemitza, you put the kaimitz on the mizbeach like you would ordinarily do, but you put the shirayim on the mizbeach as well. So although Reb Shimon's not saying that this pasuk that is talking about the minchas nadava relates equally to the minchas chayte of the kohen, because if it did, you wouldn't be doing kmitza. You would just put it completely on the mizbeach. By the minchas nadava, you put it completely on the mizbeach. But stating that, the principle of lois sayachal, that the shirayim is not going to be nechal, as we'll see in another difficult daf this morning, that does apply. Chachamim argue, the chachamim say no. That pasuk's talking about a minchas nadava. The minchas nadava of the kohen, there's no kmitza even. Everything gets put on the mizbeach. Zok to Gemara. So again, Reb Shimon's shita was that the minchas chayte of kohanim had kemitza, the kaimitz was put on the mizbeach, like the kaimitz of every mincha was put on the mizbeach, and the shirayim were put on the mizbeach as well. Zokh the Gemara minu ani mili. How do you know that? Says the Gemara, the Tana Rabbana, we learned in a braisa. It says v'hoisa la'koyin kemincha. Now that pasuk v'hoisa la'koyin kemincha is a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, and it's in the parsha of the minchas chayte. And after the whole parsha of the minchas chayte, so the Torah talks about the oil of the yoreid, the animals, the birds. And the imloy sasig yodi lishnei Torah meshnei bnei yoyna. Then he can bring a carbon mincha. And at the very end, the Torah says v'hoisel la'kayin k'mincha. Pasha, the mincha goes to the kayin. The mincha is kachay kadashim. So what do you do with the mincha? You give it to zichrei kohuna. Stating that, Reb Shimon darshan the words v'hoisel la'kayin k'mincha, and he understood that what it meant was v'hoisel la'kayin. If a kayin is bringing this mincha, then it's going to be kamincha. Like an ordinary mincha. So let's see the brayso. Shtei avodasuk sheir, but Tanya Kama, the brayso says that what it means to say is that just like a kohen did the avoda of a mincha, all the avodas of a mincha were avodas. In contrast to shchita in a zevach, which was lav avoda, the kmitza and thereto forward mikmitza the elach, everything was an avoda. So just like a kohen did the avoda with ordinary menachas, so too if a kohen is bringing his own mincha, it's a minchas chayte of a kohen. V'hoisel kohen, if the kohen is the one bringing the mincha, this is like a real drush. V'hoisel kohen, if the kohen is the one bringing the mincha, then kmincha. Treat it like a regular mincha. Just like a regular mincha, the kohen does the avoda. So too here he does the avoda. Is that what it means? Maybe the way you read it is that if a kohen is bringing a mincha, it's a minchas chayte of a kohen, then it should be kam mincha, that the kohen should be able to eat it. Why would you think not that way? Because there's a pasuk that says that the kohen's mincha goes completely on the mizbeach. The brayso speaks to that. Umani mekayim v'b'chol minchas kohen kol tia loisi yachal. Isn't there a pasuk that says he can't eat the mincha of a kohen? No, that's minchas nedvasai. That's the minchas nedava of a kohen, like we spoke out. Avol choy vasai teinachalas tamal loymar. So the pasuk says v'hoisa la kohen kemincha. Makish choy vasai l'nedvasai. It says the Gemara, it's a little bit more mashma, that the way you're supposed to read this is v'hoisa la kohen kemincha, that the kohen's minchas chayte should be like the kohen's minchas nedava. So it's not v'hoisel la kohen, the kohen's minchas chayte should be like an ordinary mincha. It's the Kohen's mincha should be like the mincha of a Kohen. If that's the case, if the Braisa or the Pasuk is coming to teach me a halacha about whether the minchas chayti of the Kohen is nechal or is not nechal, we shouldn't say that it's kemincha like a regular person's mincha. We should say it's like a Kohen's mincha. And if that's the case, man advasay ein necheles, af chay vasay ein necheles. So if the purpose of this Pasuk is to tell me a halacha regarding whether or not the minchas chayti of a Kohen is nechal, if anything, it would teach me that it's not nechal. Now, I don't need a Pasuk, speaks out the Shita Mikubet says, Pash Pshat in this Gemara, not easy Gemara, to tell me that the minchas chayte of a kohen is not nechal. Because really, if I wouldn't have any information, I would assume if the minchas nedav is not nechal, like Sayachal, the Torah says, then the minchas chayte should be nechal either. So at the end of the day, I have two options of what to do with this pasuk, leisel kohen kemincha. Either it's coming to teach me halacha that the kohen could do the avodah, more about that later in the daf, of his own minchas chayte, or it's coming to teach me halacha about whether it should be nechal or not nechal. It can't be teaching me that it should be nechal, because it's mashma that it's keminchas nedav of a kohen, which is not nechal. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's not nechal, because lishtoik kramine vano yadana, and I'm going to know that it's not nechal. Must be it's coming to teach me what the Gemara thought initially. It's coming to teach me, and that is shetei avodasik sheirupay. That if a kohen is ringing a minchas chayte, he's allowed to do his own avodah. I'm Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, I don't agree with everything the Tanakh just said. Does it say in the Torah v'hoysel hakohen keminchasoy? V'aloyloy nemar ela kemincho. What it says is kemincho. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, I think we couldn't work with the second tzad that the Tanakhama had in the Braisa, in v'hoysel hakohen kemincho. What was the second tzad? That the dinei achila of the minchas chayte of the kohen should be kemincha, like an ordinary mincha. How so? Lahakish minchas chayte shel kohanim kemincha's chayte shel Yisrael. Ma minchas chayte shel Yisrael nikmetzes, af minchas chayte shel kohanim nikmetzes. It's coming to teach me that just like an ordinary minchas chayte has kemitzah, so to the minchas chayte of a kohen has kemitzah. Im ma minchas chayte shel Yisrael nikmetzes shere necholim. An ordinary minchas chayte has kemitzah and the shirayim was nechal, af minchas chayte shel kohanim nikmetzes v'shere necholim. Maybe here the shirayim should be nechal as well. Talmud loymer lakoyin kemincha. So Rav Shimon said v'hoyso lakoyin kemincha is referring to the dinim of exactly how the avodah of the minchas chayte of the kohen was done. Kemincha teaches me that there was kemitzah, but at the same time, emphasis on lakoyen kemincha. It's lakoyen, it's the part that the kohen does that's kemincha. The kohen does the kemitzah. That part is like an ordinary mincha. However, v'loy le'ishin kemincha, but the part that went on the mizbeach was not like a mincha. Meaning, whereas ordinarily a minchas chayte shal Yisrael, the she was eaten over here, and only the kaimitz went on the mizbeach. Over here, everything is going to go on the mizbeach. Okay, tzad. So if there's kemitzah, how does it reconcile with the fact that everything is going on the mizbeach? Isn't the definition of kemitzah you do kemitzah and you put the kaimitz on the mizbeach, and the shirayim is nechal? So how could you have it both ways? Kaimitz karev ba'atzmoy v'ashirayim kraven ba'atzmon. You do kemitzah. Thus, in that sense, it's v'hoysel ha'koyen, the minchas chayte of the koyen is like an ordinary mincha in that this kemitzah. But at the same time, it's only la'koyen kemincha. Because whereas an ordinary minchas chayte of Yisrael, only the kaimitz goes on the mizbech, here, after you do the kemitzah, even the shirayim is going to go on the mizbech. So the bottom line is that Reb Shimon's mekar, how he knows this chiddush, that the minchas chayte of a koyen, you did commits on the one hand, but at the same time, the Shirayim went on the Mizbeach. It's learned out from this Pasuk, three words tucked away at the very end of the Parsha of the Karban Oil of a Yairid. It says, V'hoysa l'koyen kemincha. V'hoysa l'koyen kemincha. Pashit means that the mincha schoite goes to the koyen. Koyen is kodesh kodashim. All menachas are kodesh kodashim. Thus, you have to give it to the koyen. But says the Torah, says Reb Shimon, there's a drush over here. V'hoysa l'koyen is referring to the mincha schoite of a koyen. The mincha schoite of a koyen is kemincha, but only the Kohen kemincha, the Kohen part is kemincha. The Kohen who does the kemitza, that's like an ordinary mincha. You do kemitza. But v'loy le'ishin kemincha. But in terms of what goes on the mizbeach, it's not like an ordinary mincha. What does that mean? Ordinary mincha. Only the kemitz goes on the mizbeach. Here, everything is going to go on the mizbeach. What did the Tanakhama do with this pasuk? Tanakhama who argues with Reb Shimon. Tanakhama learned something else from this pasuk. He agreed v'hoysel kohen is teaching me halacha about the minchas chayte of a kohen. But v'hoysel kohen kemincha, that just like an ordinary mincha, a kohen does the avodah, so too v'hoysel l'kohen. If a kohen is bringing a minchas chayte, a kohen, which we know, but even the kohen himself that's bringing the carbon, he could do his own avodah. So could a kohen do the avodah of his own carbon? That's what it's coming to teach me. Says the Gemara. Is this the makar to this halacha? I know from somewhere else. How do you know that if a kohen is bringing his own carbon, that he has a right to do his own avodah? Talmud Loimar, it says, avas nafshoy, etc. v'sheiris. And we learn from there, dvarim yudches, pasuk vav in zayin. From there we learn, the b'chol avas nafshoy, whenever a kohen wants to do the avoda, v'sheiris. Now, a kohen couldn't just do the avoda. There was a whole seder. There were chav dalad mishmaris. Sometimes there were more, sometimes there were less. But there were mishmaris, and there was a whole seder. There was a beis av. Couldn't just do the avoda. There were geirolos, as the mishnayos and the gemaras talk about in Masechtas Yuma. So what does it mean a kohen could do the avoda whenever he wanted to? The kohen gadol could do the avoda whenever he wanted to. He's noitel chelik barosh and he's makriv chelik barosh. But a kohen hedyot couldn't. We're talking about a kohen who's bringing his own carbon. If a kohen is bringing his own carbon, he can do his own avoda. So again, why do I need this pasuk? So a kohen came in chedat tell me that the kohen could do the avoda with menchas chayte of a kohen. Isn't there a halacha regarding all karbanos? So the gemara says, imi hasam hava min hani milu davashin ba'achet. From there, you would think maybe a carbon that's not ba'achet, aval davash ba'achet. But if it's something that's ba'achet, emoloi. Mara says in the beginning of Brachas, Ein Chavosh Master Atzmai Mi Beis HaAsurim. It's actually an idea that permeates halacha in certain places. So maybe if it's Baal Chet, so you need another kohen to go on your behalf and bail you out. Maybe you can't do your own avoda. The Gemara says, "Vaha nami mehacha nafka mehasam nafka." I have a pasuk that tells me that a kohen could do the avoda for his own carbon, even if the carbon's ba'achet. The pasuk says, "Vamidbar tezvav." So we're going from Vayikra to Dvarim to Vamidbar. Vechiper akoyen al hanefesh hashoygeges. Becheta b'shkoga, the words becheta b'shkoga are extra to teach me. So I know that as well. I would think that maybe that's talking about aver b'shoyk. That's what the pasuk says. But maybe not. And the parsha of Minchas Chayte is talking even about a mezid. Says the Gemara, where? But mezid hechem ishkachasla. Is that true? So you have to go through the list of carbon oil of yoyrits. There aren't that many. But if you go through the list, there's one that's Baal Mezid, and that is Shvuah Sa'edos, Bezadain Shvuah. The parasha of Shvuah Sa'edos is one of the Korbanos Oil of a Yairet. In that parasha, someone that violated Shvuah Sa'edos, B'mezid, has to bring an Oil of a Yairet. Kamash Mulam HaKiddush, that if a Koyen was the one that was over the parish of Shavuos Eidos. He is now Bedali Dalos. He has to bring a carbon mincha. So he's bringing a carbon now, al chet, but for an aveiru that he did b'mezid, the halacha is, we learn out from V'hoysel HaKoyin K'mincha, that he could do the avoida. Just one marumakim that's worth mentioning, something that we've spoken out a few times, and that is the Chassam Sofer in Tshuva, and the Chassam Sofer brings it in Teres Moshe as well, and that is that we know Shechitas K'sheir Bazar. So ordinarily, if a person was going to bring a carbon, he didn't have the option of doing the avoida by himself. Because the Kabbalah ve'ilach mitzvahs kuhuna, you have to do it with a kohen. So someone that's a kohen, okay, that's this gemara right here. But someone that's not a kohen, most people are not kehanim. They didn't even have the option, but they were able to do shechita lav avodei. So was there an inyan for the zar to learn how to do shechita and to do the shechita himself? So the Chassam Sofer says that historically speaking, the zar did not do a shechita, and presumably the kohen would lekatchila do shechita. There's many gemaras that are mashma that the kehanim used to do the shechita, and even though there's a zayir, the zayir kodesh says that a kohen's not allowed to do shechita. We've spoken a lot about this, specifically when we learned Masechtas Vachim. But the Chassam Sofer says a davar neira. He says historically, as much as the zar never did shechita, there was one kohen that used to always do the shechita, and that is by the bechar. So if somebody had a bechar, he would hand it over to the kohen. So even though it was the kohen's, but the Baal HaBechar would go to the Beis HaMikdash and he would try to lekatchila do the shechita by himself. And the Chassam Sofer says he thinks the reason is because the whole idea of Bechar is related, of course, to Makas Bechairis. And by Makas Bechairis, Chazal say it was Anivah Lo Shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it Bechvayda Ve'atzmai. So really, the optimal way for us to be Mekayim our mitzvah of Bechar is to do it Aniv Alei Shliach. He discusses it in the context of doing Pidyon HaBen Al Yidei Shliach, but regardless, so here you have a discussion about a Kohen who could do any Avoida. So is it okay for the Kohen to do the Avoida? Bottom line is yes. It doesn't matter if it's a carbon Nadava, it doesn't matter if it's a carbon that's Baal Chet, and even a carbon that's Baal Chet with Aveira was done B'mezid, the Gemara said, Heichim Mishkachas La, let's say Shfuah Sa'idas. Incidentally, there are other carbonists that are Baal Chet. The reason the Gemara mentions Zodah and Shvuah is because we're discussing the Minchas Chayte. That's the one example of a carbon mincha that's Balchet, but it's a Mishnah Masechtas Krisos, where the Mishnah discusses different types of Averis, Hashem Shefcha Charufa. There's examples of different Averis that are Ba Al Chet, where the Averu wasn't done B'Shoigig, the Averu was done B'Mesh. Says the Gemara, there's a third Shita. Who's the third Shita? Tanya Idach. Rab Shimon, I mean Rab Shimon said, Minchas choyte shel koyhanim nikmetzes, v'hakoymetz kor b'fnei atzmoy, v'ashirayim krev b'fnei atzmoy. That's Rab Shimon and the Mishnah. Lozor Rab Shimon, I mean Lozor Rab Shimon said, hakoymetz kor b'atzmoy, v'ashirayim mispazrim al beis hadashim. So the koymetz was put on the Mizbeach, like every mincha. What about the shirayim? It wasn't put on the Mizbeach. Rather, what was done with it was spread out on the base hadeshim. Sok the Gemara, Amr Abchiyah Barabo, Havi Bar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan heard this braisa, and he wondered out loud. He said, "Base hadeshim the hechel." What did Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon mean when he said it was put on the base hadeshim? Ida lamaylo, did he mean the base hadeshim? That's where all the deshim, all the ashes were on top of the mizbeach. Hainu avua, that's the marocha. Meaning, you're saying you put it over to where all the deshim is, all the ashes. That's Beroisha mizbeach. There was a tapuach, if you remember, Beroisha mizbeach, where they would gather everything to the middle. So b'churi yemekayim mitzvah saktar if you're doing that. So if Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says that you take the shirayim and you put it on the base hadeshim, and he's saying the same thing. Rabbi Shimon, ida lamato, and if he meant that there was a base hadeshim lamato, that's referring to the place where they used to take the trumas hadeshim. V'hoytzias hadeshim al michutz lamachan, the Torah says that was outside of Yerushalayim. Is that what he means? So he says yeshachadav shakarav lamato. That's like a funny halacha. So you take the koymetz, you put it on the mizbeach. What do you do with the shirayim? That shirayim mispazrin al beis hadeshim? You throw it in the garbage? I mean, that's essentially what it would mean if it means the beis hadeshim to lamata. That's what they did with the trumas hadeshim. V'hoitzias hadeshim al michutz lamachin. Amalei Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba said, yeah, domali yibud. Why does that bother you so much? You find there are certain things in the beis hamikdash where the halacha was, it wasn't eaten, it wasn't put on the mizbeach, but they used to take it to the beis hadeshim. They did it with the trumas hadeshim. You had the parim anisrafim, sugis, and the end of mesach tizvachim that discuss this in great detail. What's the big deal? So the Gemara said, when Rabbi Abba said that, achichi ola, they started laughing in Beis Medrash. They said, of course we know there's a concept of something that goes le'ibud. But likatchila, to take a chelik of a carbon and say, hinini muchanam zuman, that what am I going to do with this? This is going le'ibud. Le'ibud is something you do if something goes wrong. But likatchila, put the kaimitz on the mizbeach and throw the rest in the garbage. There's no precedence for that. So being that there's no precedence for that, time is the Gemara. So what's Pashim Shain or Belazib Reb Shimon? He means the Beis Hadeshim Lamaylo. That's Reb Shimon Vayichai. Elamai. He means the Beis Hadeshim. That's Michutz Lamachre. Likatchila. That's what you should do. So the Gemara says, yeah, that is what it means. You never find such a thing. Here we have precedent. Here we have a Makarfit. Tani Avud Rab Abin. So Rab Abin's father came and he said, I'll tell you a braisa. It says in the Torah, Kol Minchas Koyein Kolil Tia Loiseyachal. And we learn from there, Lachila Hi Kashtia. Now that's the pasuk that says that the minchas adav of a koyin was kolot. It was treated like a carbon. You weren't allowed to eat it. Learned from there that it's only lachila that we compare it. Says the Gemara, my ka'am. What does this mean? Amr Abaya, Abaya said, this is where Abba meant, and now we'll understand how this explains Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Kol minchas koyin, it says in the Torah, kol minchas koyin, kolol tia. And then it says, loiseyachal. Now Abaya darshan the pasuk backwards. The chol minchas koyin, again, kolul tia is the first thing it says in the pasuk. Loiseyachal is the second thing it says in the pasuk. Abaye said, let's work backwards. Kol minchas koyin, loiseyachal, chayvas. That's referring to the minchas koyin that he's bringing because he has to bring a mincha. Also known as the minchas choyte. There the halach is loiseyachal. Kolul tia, when it says in the Torah, kolul tia, it should be completely on the mizbeach, nidvasa. That's referring to his nedav. So Abaye basically took a pasuk that talks about the minchas koyin. It says two things. Kolul tia loisiyachal. Pashut, it's all the same thing. Kolul tia means burn it. Loisiyachal is a loisase. That you're not allowed to eat it. But Abaya really chopped it up. He said kolul tia is referring to one type of minchas kayim. Loisiyachal is talking about another type of minchas kayim. And he went backwards. Loisiyachal, the second one, is referring to the minchas choyte of a kayim. And there the halacha is merely loisiyachal. It doesn't say you put the entire mincha on the mizbeach. It's just loisiyachal. Kolul tia is referring to the minchas nedava of a kayim. But at the end of the day, you have a pasuk. You have a pasuk that says that the minchas chayte of a koyin is not kolol tia. It's only lo yseyachal. Because although it says kolol tia is referring to the minchas nedava. Lo yseyachal is referring to the minchas chayte. So you want to know the makar. how I know that you do kemitzah, but at the same time you don't put it completely on the mizbeach like Rav Shimon bar Yochai? Because it doesn't say kol tiyah. Kol tiyah, yeah, that's the tata shita. That's Rav Shimon bar Yochai. But said Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, really lo yisayachel is referring to the minchat. Lo yisayachel means you can't eat it, but it also doesn't go on the mizbeach. It's also not like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Thus, this middle shita. So what do you do with it? You send it to the Beis Hadash and Michutz Lamachana. Is there a concept of a carbon that lekatchila goes leibud? Not really, but here I have an exception. You know why? Because it's a pasuk. The pasuk lo yisayachel. How else am I supposed to dash on the pasuk? We're contrasting between the minchas koyin that was in the dava and the minchas koyin that was a chayva. The one that's in the dava, that's kolotia. The one that's a chayva is merely leisayachel. Leisayachel meaning it's not kolotia. So what does that mean? It's not eaten. It says leisayachel. It's also not kolotia because that's the comparison. Thus, what it must mean is you send it el beis hadash mechutz lamachna. Some of the Rava, and there's a big discussion here in the Rishonim exactly what Abaye and Rava are arguing about. Usually it's very straightforward. Over here it's a little bit unclear. So Rava tells Abaye, as we'll see, sakina charifa mafsik ikroi. What, you're taking a sharp knife and you're slicing and dicing psukim? But Rava's going to do the same thing. Ella, my Rava. So Rava said what the pasuk really means is kol minchas koyein kol ultiya nidvasei. Kol Tia and Loisi Yachel, you're right, are talking about two different types of Minchas Koyins. The first one, Kol Tia, is referring to the Nedava. Loisi Yachel, the second one, is referring to the Chayva. Now, if you think about it, Rava did the same thing Abaye did. He took a Sakina Harifa and he was Mafsuki Kroi. All Rava did differently than Abaye was is that he presented it differently. Abaye presented it backwards and Rava presented it grud. Abaye said that Loisi Yachel, working backwards, is referring to the Minchas Chayva. Kol Tia is referring to the Minchas Nedava. Rava said, Kol Tia is referring to the Minchas Nedava. Leisayachel is referring to the Minchas Chayva. If you're halting Cheshbon, they said the same exact thing. It's just the order. So, Tzorech Bir, what exactly are Abaye and Rava arguing? I am Berishayna. But the bottom line is Abaye and Rava both seem to be saying something very similar, and that is the Makart of Lazar Shimon is this Pasuk. Minchas Kaye, Kol Tia is one type of Minchas Kaye, Leisayachel is another type of Minchas Kaye, Kol Tia is referring to the Minchas Nedava, Leisayachel is referring to the Minchas Chayva, thus, it's Leisayachel, you can't eat it, it's also not Kol Tia, because that's what we're comparing and contrasting, must be, you send it, says the Gemara of Epechana, how do you know Kol Tia is referring to the Minchas Nedava, and Leisayachel is the Minchas Nedava? Maybe Kol Tia is referring to the Minchas Chayva, and Leisayachel is referring to the Minchas Nedava. So the Gemara says, Mestaber Nedvasei Havalei Lerbuye. It makes sense that the Minchas Nedava should be the one that's called here. And the background is really the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk and the previous parsha, something we spoke about, Neshana Rabba's daf, and that is that the pasuk is talking about the Minchas Chavita. So every single day the Kohen Gadol used to bring a carbon. It was a carbon mincha. It was called the Minchas Chavita, the hinani of the Kohen. It was machzisa ba'boiker or machzisa ba'era. So there were certain carbonas that were brought twice during the day. You had the carbonella. This is one of them. So twice there was a Minchas Chavita that was born. It was essentially one mincha. That was the Gemara that we learned together. It was machzisa, machzisa. Half of it was brought in the morning. The other half was brought in the evening. The Torah says that what do you do with that? The Kohen HaMashiach tachta mibanav yasa oisacha goylam. La Hashem kolo tachta. It had to be completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Makes sense. It's a Minchas Kayin, right? So it was completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Next pasuk is the pasuk we're discussing now. V'chol Minchas Kayin kol tia leisayachel. So this pasuk, V'chol Minchas Kayin kol tia leisayachel, is not in a vacuum. It's actually in a broader context. And the broader context is the parish of the Minchas Chavit. So we're discussing the Minchas Chavit and the Kayin Gal the board every day. That was Kol Toktar, says the pasuk. The very next pasuk is V'chol Minchas Kayin kol tia leisayachel. So essentially, the mitzvahs Kol Tia that the Torah says regarding an ordinary Minchas Kayin, we're comparing to the Minchas Chavit. So we have a shaila now. When it says Kol Tia, is it referring to the Minchas Nedava of the Kayin or the Minchas Chayv of the Kayin? Because in the pasuk we have Kol Tia and we have Lo Yisayachel. One is referring to the Minchas Nedava of the Kayin, one's referring to the... And the Gemara says, Matra Epechano, how do I know which one is Kol Tia? So the Gemara says, the one that's going to be Kol Tia is at the end of the day going to be the one that's similar to the Minchas Chavitin. The Minchas Chavitin was Kol Tokta. So whichever one is Kol Tia is going to be like the Minchas Chavitin. So now the question is, which one of these two Minchas Koyains is more similar to the Minchas Chavitin? The Minchas Nedava of the Koyin or the Minchas Chayte of the Koyin? Says the Gemara, Mistabra Nedvasa Yavale Lerbuye, Shekain Tadira. One similarity that it has between the Minchas Chavitin is that it's Tadr. Minchas Nedava was Tadr. Something that I'm assuming happened often. The Minchas Chavitin was Tadr. It happened every day. Loichati. The Minchas Chavitin had nothing to do with an Aveira that the Kohen, he's not bringing it L'chapara every day. The Minchas Adav has nothing to do with Aveiras either. And Basim Reche. The Minchas Chavitin, like most Menaches, had Levoina, it had Shemen. The Minchas Nedava had Shemen and Levoina as well. And this is all in contrast to the Minchas Chayte. Minchas Chayte wasn't Tadr. It was Ba'al Chet, and it's not Basim Reche. It doesn't smell Gushmak. Because there is no Shemen, and there is no Levoina. But the Gemara says, Adar Rabba. I can argue that the Minchas Chayva is similar. Shekein Isarein, it was the same Shir of Soiles. And Chayva, they're both a Chayva. The Minchas Adava is by definition a Nedava. Whereas the Minchas Chavitin is Chayva, and the Minchas Chayte, if you're Chayiv, you're Chayva. So again, how do I know which one should be called here? Mechet Pesi, the Minchas Adava is more similar. The Gemara says, Anach Davishin. Sometimes you count. So, Minchas Adava has three similarities. This has two similarities. Back of the envelope arithmetic. Three is more than two. Thus, the Minchas Adava is the one that's going to be called Tia. The Minchas Chayte is going to be the one that's going to be Loi. So the bottom line is the Gemara addressed Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Shita, who holds that the Minchas Chayte of a Kohen, you did Kemitza, you put the Kemitza on the Mizbech, and then you put the Shrine on the Mizbech. The Gemara addressed the third Shita, Rav Shimon Shita, that you did Kemitza with the Minchas Chayte of the Kohen, you put the Kemitza on the Mizbech, the Shirayim were not Nechel, but rather the Shirayim were, and weren't put on the Mizbech either. It was Vahitzi and Sadeshin on Michutz Lamachna. He did with it what you did with the Truma Sadeshin. He used to take it on Michutz Lamachna outside Yerushalayim. Is there an idea of a carbon that a Katchila part is going to Yibud? You have a Pasuk. It says Loiseyachel. That's what Loiseyachel means. It says the Gemara that Rab Shimon Bar Yechai and Rab Elazar Rab Shimon, I should say, his Makar was this Pasuk of Loiseyachel. The Chol Minchas Koyen Kolti is one part of the Pasuk. Loiseyachel is another part of the Pasuk. The Rabbanan, meaning Tzai the Chachamim in our Mishnah, and Tzai Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, both didn't darsh in this pasuk. So afraid the Gemara, Hai, kol minchas koyin kol oti aloy seyocha, my avdilei. What is it coming to say? So the Gemara, mi boi lehu lechidit hanyo. Following Brai, say, in liyela el yoyna bekol utoktar, vitachtoyna beloy seyocha. So the pasuk again mentioned the minchas chavitim, and then right afterwards it mentions the minchas koyin. What do you do with the minchas chavitim? Two words, kol utoktar. What do you do with the minchas koyin? Kolil tia loy seyachel. So says the Gemara, the El Yoyna, the Minchas Chavitin, it says the words kolil tachter. The Tachtoyna, the Minchas Koyin, it says the words loy seyachel. Minayit litin is amishal zebezeh, is amishal zebezeh. How do you know that the words kolil tachter relate to a Minchas Koyin? And how do you know that the words loy seyachel relate to a Minchas Chavitin? Talmud loy mar kolil kolil gzereshav. It says the word kolil by the Minchas Chavitin, it says the word kolil by the Minchas Koyin. Mala halon bekolo taktar af kan bekolo taktum af kan litin loisa se alachilasai af lahalon litin loisa se alachilasai. In other words, what we need here is that don't dash in anything from loisa yachel, say the chacham, and Rishon Meichai as well. All loisa yachel is telling me it's a loisa se, that if somebody eats it, he's going to be over a loisa se. And by the way, this loisa se relates not only to the minchas koye, but this loisa se is going to relate to the minchas chavitin as well. Boy, Ravina, koyin sheachal min ha'emurim. Mahu. So we have an interesting chiddush over here. The Torah says the minchas koyein is kolol tia. It has to go completely on the mizbech. But the bottom line is, what would be if a koyein would eat from a minchas koyein that he wasn't supposed to eat? He's over a loisa. Get malchus. Loisa yacha. Klert Ravina, what happens if a koyein eats a murim from an ordinary carbon? So the chelik of the carbon is supposed to go on the mizbech. It's not supposed to be nechal. What's the halacha? Meaning, is he going to get malchus or not? Says the Gemara. Lav the zarus like coming by. That's pashit that he's going to get malchus for being over the loisase of the chol zar lo yoichal kodesh. Now pashit, that pasuk means that someone that's not a kohen is not allowed to eat kachim. Certain kachim is not nechal zar. Kachim kadoshim is not nechal zar. Certain kachim kalim can eat, but not kachim kadoshim. So even though this person is a kohen, and a kohen is technically not a zar, but klape, the emurim that's supposed to go on the mizbech, he's treated like a zar. Thus, it's pasha will get malchus for the loisase of a chol zar lo yoichal kodesh. His question was, is he going to be over this loisase? When the Torah said, minchas kohen kol tia loisayacha, that the minchas kohen that goes on the mizbech, there's a loisase of loisayacha. Is it only true for the minchas kohen? Or is it true for anything that's supposed to go on the mizbech? Anytime there's a din of kol tia, any chelik of any carbon that's supposed to go on the mizbech, if a kohen goes ahead and eats it, maybe he's going to get malchus. Nah, what's that locha? Amar Rav Aharon. You don't see that very often. The Ravina, Toshma, the Tanya, Rav Elazar, Omer, Kol Shehu, Bekol Tia. Everything has quality. What does it mean? Everything? Anytime there's a mitzvah to put something on the mizbech, and somebody goes there, even a kain eats it, he's going to be over the loisaseh of loisaseh. So just one ha'ara, and that the Gemara mentioned that it was pasha to Ravina that if a kain would eat the imurim that's supposed to go on the mizbech, he'd be over the loisaseh of a chol zar loyechal kodesh. Even though loosely translated, a zar means someone that's not a kayin, he's not a levi, right? He's a zar. That's pashat, the understanding of what a zar means. But at the same time, this pasuk of chazar loyechal kodesh relates even to a kayin, because the kayin klape, the emurim, is a zar. And the truth is, if you think about it, what does zar mean? Zar doesn't mean Yisrael. Zar doesn't mean someone that can't get the first two aliyahs. What a zar by definition means is you're a fremder. You're a stranger. It's not, you're doing something you're not supposed to do. A zar is kachim, the person that can't eat kachim. Vasa Yisrael, that can't eat kachim, is the zar. But being that even a kayin can't eat emurim, it's a klapi de emurim, even the kayin would be treated as a zar. Just one maramakim, and that is the Michas Chinuch in the mitzvah that talks about, in the beginning of Parashas Achrimos, that the avoid on Yom Kippur had to be done by the kayin gadol, declares a shayla, what would be if a kayin headed would do the avoid on Yom Kippur? Would it be over the loisase that says that a zar is not allowed to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? On the one hand, he's not a zar. He's a kayin. So if he's a kayin, mechateise should be over the loisase. But clears the Michas Chinuch that being that the mitzvah of the avodah on Yom Kippur is supposed to be done by kayin gadol, so it could be even the kayin headed is treated like a zar. Because although he's not a zar in the generic sense, but klapi this avodah, he is a zar. And being that chukah ksivba, right, we know that it's ma'ak that the kayin gadol do the avodah on Yom Kippur. So it's very clear the kayin gadol is the one that has to do the avodah. So now even if a kayin headed does it, it could be he'd be over the, says the Michas Chinuch, I'll take it a step further. We know there's four avodahs. There's the Dalar Avodah Saddam, Shechita Kabbalah, Lachas Rika, Kmitza, etc. And there's the other. What were the other Dalar Avodahs? The other Dalar Avodahs are the four Avodahs that if a Zar does them, he's going to be Chai Misa. Says the Mechaz Chinuch, what would be if a Kain Hegit would do one of those that Zrika is one of the Dalar Avodahs? See, he does one of the Mem Gimel Hazayas. Maybe he has to do all the Mem Gimel Hazayas. That's the Piskarov and Sefer by Mefaglum Bechatzi Matar. But let's say a Kain Hegit would do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. It'd be one of the Dalar Avodahs for which he Chai Misa. Would the Zar be Chai Misa? So I don't have the Michas Chinuch in front of me, but he says he found the Sha'ar Melech clears the Shaila, and he says, Ve'ein li hachra b'shas. He says, I have no hachra in shas. I have no raya. So it's a nice, geshmaka, classic Michas Chinuch. But he says at the end of the day, I have no hachra. So you have to know what the Shaila of the Michas Chinuch was. I don't think the Michas Chinuch Shaila was, could the Kayin Hegit ever be treated as a Zar? That's Mefurash HaGemar. Because then I think the Michas Chinuch would have achra in shas. We just learned the Gemara that if a kohen would eat the emurim, he'd be over. Ravina said the pasuk, the chol zar lo yoichal kodesh. What do you mean he's not a zar? He's a kohen hegid. The teretz is being that he's not allowed to eat the emurim, he's treated like a zar. So lechura with reason to say that the kohen hegid who's not allowed to do the avoda on Yom Kippur, chukak zivots ma'akiv that the kohen god will do the avoda, then lechura why should he not be treated like a zar? So you have to know exactly what the minchas chinuch shayla was. Regardless, zok the mishnah vayter minchas kohanim u'minchas kohen mashiach u'minchas nesachim lemizbeach ve'em lekohanim. So the first Mishnah discussed the 10 examples of Menachis where there was Kemitza and the Shirayim were Nechal Kehanim, and now we have a much shorter list. The Minchas Kehanim, we know what that is. Minchas Koyen Moshiach. That was the Minchas Chavitim that the Kohen Gadol used to bring every day. Minchas Nesachim, that's the Mincha that came along with certain Garbanos. La Mizbeach, they went on the Mizbeach, the Ein Behem Kehanim. Meaning there was no Kemitza, there was no Shirayim that was Nechal Kehanim, it was could put complete. So not every mincha had kemitza. That's this Mishnah right here. Ubaze yafa koyach hamizbeach mikoyach. This is an example. Three examples of where the mizbeach gets more than the kohen. Yafa koyach hamizbeach. The mizbeach gets the entire mincha. The kohen doesn't get anything. Another example of where you see we treat the mizbeach as a living organism. Achilas mizbeach, shtias mizbeach. Ubaze yafa koyach hamizbeach mikoyach hakoyanim. Shtei halechem lechem aponim necholim lakoyanim. Those were both menaches. They were both nechel completely by the koyanim. The shtei halechem did not go on the mizbeach. Zayir HaKadosh, but it, what's that? But it didn't go on the mizbeach. The lechem upon him, of course, didn't go on the mizbeach either. Thus, they were nechal kayhanim, the aim behem the mizbeach, ubezev yach the koyach kayhanim. In that sense, the kayhanim had a koyach that the mizbeach did. They got the shtei lechem, they didn't get the lechem upon him. Now, just kedai to speak out, because we put so much koyachas into these sugyas, that as much as the shtei lechem itself didn't go on the mizbeach, but the shtei lechem were part of a bigger carbon. In fact, it was a zika.
as in Yevamis, there was a Zika relationship between the two Shalmei Tzibur, the Kifsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem, and the Kifsei Atzeres did go on the Mizbeach. So from that standpoint, as much as it's true that the Shtei Alechem physically didn't go on the Mizbeach, but it was part of a bigger carbon that did have a chelik that went on the Mizbeach, Lechem Aparim as well. Lechem Aparim came along with the Bezichei Levayim. But the bottom line is, as the Shtei Alechem itself and the Lechem Aparim itself didn't go on the Mizbeach. Says the Mar Vesu Lecha, Reisha the Mishnah said, three examples, the Milchas Koyen, the Milchas Koyen Mashiach, that's the Milchas Chavitin, and the Milchas Nesachim, they had no Kmitza. Thus, the entire Mincha went on the Mizbeach. And those are the three examples. So there's no other example of a carbon that goes completely on the Mizbeach, so that you could say, Yofa Koyach HaMizbeach, Mikoyach HaKoyanim. Oila says the Gemara v'su leka v'ika oila. The oila was kulei kol, right? You don't have to go past that. So the Gemara ika oira lekayanim. No, it's not true. What about the oir? The oir of the carbon oila went to the kayanim. Frank the Gemara v'ika oila sa'if. And there the oir did not go to the kayanim. Says the Gemara ika mura v'nutza. That was some of the intestines that went not on the Mizbeach. Now, incidentally, it didn't go to the Kohen either. For the mice, it didn't go on the Mizbeach. Being that it didn't go on the Mizbeach, it's not included in this list of Korbanos that went completely to the Mizbeach. V'ikon Nesachim. What about the Yayin, the Nesachim? Right, there was no halacha that the Kohen got a little bit of the wine. All the wine went on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, L'shisin Azli. Remember, there were two Shisin on the by the Yisoyin on the bottom of the Mizbeach. And thus, even though it went through the Mizbeach, but it didn't. It wasn't achilas mizbeach. It wasn't consumed by the mizbeach in the way korbanos were. And as a result, it's not considered yofa koyach hamizbeach. Says the Gemara, umay bezu. The word bezu sounds like it's coming to be mamayit something, be marbe something. What's bezu coming to be mamayit? The Gemara lafu gemar mishpul. Yeah, tamash shmul. That was not the yayin. If someone is menad the yayin, so he's bringing yayin not as part of a bigger carbon, not as the nesachim of a carbon, but he makes an adava. I want to bring a carbon. My carbon's going to be wine. So the halach is meviyoy umezalfa yal gabi yishin. And you pour it on top of the fire. This is a sugi mesach tizvachim. It comes into the psik reisha sugis. So you put it on top of the ishim of the Mizbeach. So you see clearly you have a case of Yayin where it's going completely on the Mizbeach and it's not going the Shisin, it's actually going on the Maroch of the Mizbeach. So according to Shmuel, you have a fourth example of Yofa Koyach HaMizbeach Mikoyach HaKayhanim. So the Gemara says, that's why the Mishnah said, Bezu, Kamash Bondel Shisa Nazli. It's Lafukim in the Shmuel. It's coming not like Shmuel. Because you're right, according to Shmuel, you'd have a fourth example. Kamash Bondel, that even Yayin of Nadova went Lashisin. But the Gemara says, Mesayeh Le Lashmuel. Chud is a riot to Shmuel. Meaning, as much as Bezu is Lafukim in the Shmuel, in the Bezu, there's a Mesayeh Le Lashmuel as well. Don't Shmuel, it's not the Shemin, Koyim Tzev Chor Nechol. Someone's been out of Shemin. So you do Kemitza with the oil, and you give the Shirayim to the Kayhanim. Now, if Shmuel's not right, what would you do? You'd put all the Shemen on the Mizbech. If you put all the Shemen on the Mizbech, that would be your fourth example. So from the fact that the Mishnah says three and not four, it's Mesayeh Le'il Shmuel. So on the one hand, the Mishnah's list of three is Lafukei Midah Shmuel. On the other hand, the Mishnah's list of three is Mesayeh. Two different Shmuels. One is Shmuel regarding a Menad of Yayin. The other one is Shmuel as it relates to Menad of Shemen. The Mishnah at the end said, Shtei Alechem Alechem Aponim were two examples of Menachos that go to the Kayhanim. They don't go to the Mizbech. And the Mishnah concluded, Ubazeh Yofa Koyach HaKoyhanim Mikoyach HaMizbeach. Said the Gemara, Shtei Alechem Lechem Apon Asu Leko V'Oyeka Chatas Ha'oif. What about Chatas Ha'oif? Chatas Ha'oif was completely Nechel, didn't go on the Mizbeach as well. So you'll tell me the Chatas Ha'oif was part of the Oilas Ha'oif. Remeir Simcha, and the Oilas Ha'oif went on the Mizbeach. Okay, but the Chatas Ha'oif itself, Lamaisa, never went on the Mizbeach. So if you offer Koyach HaKoyhanim Mikoyach HaMizbeach, says the Gemara, Ikodama, you have the dam of the Chatas Ha'oif that did go on the Mizbeach. What about the Lake Shemesh HaMetzayra? That didn't go on the Mizbeach. Ika matanoisa. There was still matanois. Now, incidentally, the matanois that were done with the like Shem and Shalom Tzorah didn't go on the Mizbeach either. Some of them went by the Pareiches, and some of them went on the Mitzayra himself. But again, it's not all going, just like the Gemara said, by the Muran, the Nutza. It didn't go all on the Mizbeach. That's why Oilas Ha'if wasn't mentioned in the Reish of the Mishnah. Like Shem and Shalom Tzorah didn't go completely to the Kayhanim, and that's why it's not mentioned in the Sefer of the Mishnah. Umay Bezu, what's the Bezu of the Sefer? Bezu Yofa Koyach Koyhanim Loyal. Another difficult sugi that we learned together. Le'il Mem Vav Amid Beis. But the Gemara over there discussed the Machlokes Tanoim. We know that the Kifsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem were ma'akev each other, but only one was ma'akev the other. So, Shimon ben Yochai and Shimon ben Azai both said that which one was the Ma'akiv? It was the Kivsei Atzeres. The Kivsei Atzeres will matter the Shtei Alechem. So what mattered was the Kivsei Atzeres. If there's Kivsei Atzeres, the Shtei Alechem. If there's no Kivsei Atzeres, there's no Shtei Alechem. Rabbi Kiva was the Das Yochid. Rabbi Kiva said it was just the opposite. The Shtei Alechem was what mattered. So if there was Shtei Alechem, there was Kivsei Atzeres. If there's no Shtei Alechem, there's no Kivsei Atzeres. But the point is, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's possible to bring Shtei Alechem without Kivsei Atzeres. Now, Rabbi Akiva l'chura agrees that the Kivsei Atzeres will matter the Shtei Alechem. So if you're bringing Shtei Alechem without Kivsei Atzeres, which according to Rabbi Akiva is possible, what do you do with the Shtei Alechem? So it was a machlokes in the Gemara. And one man d'amar said, it goes l'sreifa. If it goes l'sreifa, then it comes out that it's possible that the Shtei Alechem will go on the Mizbeach. That's bizu. It's lafuke miman da'amar Shtei Alechem habam b'fneyatzman l'sreifa asyon. That the Kohen always gets the Shtei Alechem. Meaning, the Shtei Alechem is never going to be l'sreifa. Not that it's going to go on the Mizbeach, but it's never not going to go to the Kohanim. That the emphasis on b'zeh yofa koyach ha-Kohanim l'oilam. That's what we're trying to say. That the Shtei Alechem is always going to go to the Kohanim. It's going to go to the Kohanim in all situations, excel. So we're a little bit of a balchayv on some raid from the end of Sunday's daf. So just, we took a vote and we'll go back to just one piece of raid, which was a digression on Sunday. It's certainly a digression this morning, but just to end an intense daf on a light note. So the topic of Sunday's daf, as the previous 2 or so weeks of Dafin, was the Karban Omer. As mentioned many times, there were many mitzvahs that permeate the halachas of the Omer. Obviously, bringing the Karban Omer, the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, the mitzvah of Kitziras Omer. The Gemara brought Shitas Rabbi Shmuel and Daf Ayin Dalar Man Aleph, who holds that the mitzvah of Kitziras Omer was Doiches Shabbos. Very big chiddush. Kitzir is one of the Lametas Malachas. Stating that, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the mitzvah of Kitzir is Doiches Shabbos. What's Rabbi Shmuel's regard? It's a pasuk that's very much tucked away. It's in Parshas Kisisa. The pasuk over there says, Sheshes Yomim Tavoid, Uvayoy Mashvi Tishbois, V'charish Uvakotzer Tishbois. And this pasuk is very out of context. It's not clear what exactly the pasuk is referring to. Rabbi Akiva said, V'charish Uvakotzer Tishbois is referring to Shemitah. Rabbi Shmuel says, V'charish Uvakotzer Tishbois is referring to Shabbos. Okay, what's it coming to teach me? Chayrish Kaitzer? Lametas Malachas aren't supposed to be Mefurish in the Torah. It's Dumya, it's learned out from the Malachas HaChashuvos in the Mishkan. B'charish B'katzah Tishbois is coming to teach me a very important halach, that just like Chayresh is always going to be a Dover Shal Rishos, so too Kaitzer, the only time it's going to be Aser on Shabbos is if it's a Dover Shal Rishos. So Ktsiras Rishos, Tishbois, that you can't do on Shabbos. But what about a Ktsiras Mitzvah? Ktsiras Mitzvah you can do on Shabbos. What's Ktsiras Mitzvah? Ktsiras Oyim. So again, how did Rabbi Shmuel learn it? Because the Torah seems to be equating the Chayresh on Shabbos and Kaitzer on Shabbos. And Chayresh on Shabbos is always Rishos. Because how could you ever be Chayresh and you're doing a mitzvah? What's an example of Chayresh on? There's no such thing. So being that Chayresh is always Rishos, Kaitzer is always Rishos. Oh, that's very Yechidish, because Kaitzer could be mitzvah. Only Kaitzer shall Rishos is also B'Shabbos, Kaitzer shall mitzvah such as Ksiris O'Aimer is going to be. Gemara in Sechtis Makis, Davches Amaveis, this is a well-known Gemara, because everything in Makis is relatively well-known. And the Gemara in Sechtis Makis, Davches Amaveis, says, Mechatesi, why was it so posh to Rabbi Shmuel that you can't be doing Chayresh on mitzvah? Why can't you do Chayresh on mitzvah? I have a perfect example. A person was Chayresh, he's plowing his field, because he wants to plant Sa'irim, so that later he can take the 3 saw of Sa'irim and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash with the 3 Kayhanim and the sickles, B'machras B'Pesach, L'Hoytzim Yiliban Shalab Aysus, and even Mekayim the mitzvah of Akrav HaSa'imer, and all the ancillary mitzvahs that come along with it. So Chayresh on mitzvah is not Shayach? Why is it a Shayach? Maybe it's talking about where this person was. And the Gemara is a whole shakl of the Tariya. Whether, it, in fact, this kasha is a good kasha. Ayin Shom, Osugi Arucha, Makis Tavchas Amabej. The Rajba was asked in a tshuva, and if you want to look it up, it's in Chelek Aleph, tshuva 534. Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Rajba was asked, says, I don't understand that whole sugya. There's a havamina that Chayrish Abishol Mitzvah. If anybody ever worked on a farm, not that I would know, but would know that not every time you're chayrish does anything grow. So that means the person could sit there and he could be chayrish van hein bis morgen, but due to natural causes, it's very possible that nothing. So how could the Gemara even have a havamina, entertain the possibility, ask the shayl to the Rajba, that maybe chayrish is a mitzvah, how could a chayrish be a mitzvah? A mitzvah is the taich that I'm going ahead and I'm going to do a mitzvah now, and I know I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm going to be chayrish because maybe in the next season, when it comes time to harvest my field, something's going to grow, maybe something's not going to grow. There's 9,000 things that can go wrong that can make it not work out. So what was even the havamina that chayrish should be a mitzvah? The Rashba liked the kasha very much. And listen to the Rashba's teretz. He says a dove neira. This is more dvar agad than anything else, but the Rashba says a dove neira. Says the Rashba, the teretz is based on a gemara mesachtes brachas davav amen aleph. The gemara over there is darshaning a classic pasuk in Sefer Malachi, the very, very end of Tanakh. Oz nidbru yirei Hashem ishes reyeyu vayakshiv Hashem vayishma vayikosev zeiv zikar lefan of yirei Hashem ulachosh veishamoy. Says the gemara, my ulachosh veishamoy. Amar Rav Ashi. If a person has a machshava to do a mitzvah, and then an oinus happened, something unforeseen, natural causes, and he couldn't do the mitzvah, it's as if he did the mitzvah. It says, told the Rashba, the Shayom, and the Shuva. He says, this chayrish is a chayrish on mitzvah. If something grows and they can bring the carbon omer from what grew, so then it was a chayrish on mitzvah. And even if nothing's going to grow, but they did it with the intention, there was a mitzvah strichas kamana that something should grow and they should be able to bring the carbon omer. So says the Rashba, al zeh nema the gemara in brachas davava min halif, chishev odam lasa is mitzvah min enes v'lo yasa, mal olav akosav kilu asa. So they're going to get schar mitzvah anyways. So mamon of shach, taina the Rashba, this is a chayrish on mitzvah. I think this Rashba is a gewaldige chiddush in the world of lamdas. And without getting too falamd of it, but the Rashba is saying that this chayrish is a chayrish al mitzvah, even if nothing comes from it. If nothing came from it, the Rashba liked the Shoyel's kasha, then it's a gloy milsalam afreya, it wasn't a chayrish al mitzvah. The Rashba liked the kasha, he wasn't disagreeing with the kasha. He didn't say, you gloy milsalam afreya, it wasn't Rashba's teres. Rashba said, it's a good kasha. Maybe nothing's going to grow. Oh, but the Rashba marav shach, even if nothing grows, it's a chayrish al mitzvah. Because at the very least, you're a chishev adam lasis mitzvah, then enas v'lo yasa. L'mashal. Rabbi Shmuel holds that ktsiras mitzvah is doichas Shabbos. Let's say chayresh al mitzvah would also be doichas Shabbos. Let's say that would be the halacha. The Rashba sounds like in this tshuva he would tell you could be chayresh for sfiras aymer, for carbon aymer. Maybe nothing's going to grow. But manav shach, it's a chayresh al mitzvah. Because even if nothing grows, you're a chishev lasis mitzvah venenas v'lo yasa. As if to say chishev Adam lasis mitzvah venenas v'lo yasa. Mal olav akosav kilu asa allows me to look at the maisa chayrish right now as if it's a maisa mitzvah. So here's the digression. The digression is yesh lacha. When the Gemara says chishev adam lasis mitzvah venenas v'lo yasa, mal olav akosav kilu asa, does it mean he gets regular schar mitzvah? So a person was on his way to do a mitzvah and he wanted to do it and he just couldn't do it. And does he get schar mitzvah? That's a gemara. There's nothing to talk about. Brachas davar menav. Does he get schar mamish as if he did the mitzvah? So pashit, you're going to tell me not. And the truth is, I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim on this gemara, brachas davar menav from Reb David Yoel Weiss Shlita. He brings a whole list of mar mekaymis, a list of tremendous charifos and bikiyas, where he had 10, 15 mar mekaymus of gedayle achrayim, from Rabbi Yosef Engel to the Marsham to Rabbi Yaakov Emden to the Avnei Nezer, v'chule, who said, of course not. No one said that if you wanted to do a mitzvah and now an oinus happened, ma'ala olav akos of kilu, I said that it's literally as if you did a mitzvah. It means you're going to get schar mitzvah. It's not mamish as if you did a mitzvah. It says, omnam midivri achsam soifre zal, bekama mekaymus. Nira the sphere, that's why I couldn't hold the sign. The ain hevdel beschar, bein oisa bepoil, the bein chishev lasis mitzvah. He says, but mi teirasa shal achsam soifer, I've learned not that way. Because the chsam soifer bekama mekoyma says not that way. And from the chsam soifer, it's mashma, that if a person has a machshava to do a mitzvah, and he doesn't do it, not only is he going to get schar mitzvah, it's a nice thing, chalk it up, that's something really good that this person did. But it's going to be ma'lo olav akos of kilu asa, he's literally going to get schar, no difference between the schar he gets and the schar that the person who actually did the mitzvahs. I'll just mention three of his marmakaymas. The first is in the Chetush Eichsam Soifer, Mesech Teschulin, Daf Pezayin Amar Aleph, a very well-known Gemara. The Gemara there is discussing the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. The Gemara is also discussing that if somebody wants to do a mitzvah, and somebody else chaps the mitzvah from him, Somebody ganves a mitzvah from you, you have to pay asara zuhuvim. Says the Gemara, Maisa be'echad she'shachet. V'kodem chaver v'kisa. It was a person who shechted a knife and he wanted to do kisei adam. He's about to do it. And somebody else went, quickly took the dam, he covered it, he did the mitzvah. And he went to Rabbi Gamliel. And this person was teveyam in Torah. He told Rabbi Gamliel, this person he got, what did he steal from you? He didn't steal a deal from me. He didn't steal money from me. He stole the mitzvah from me. And Rabbi Gamliel listened, he tried the case and he said, you have to give him asara zuhuvim. Somebody steals a mitzvah, you have to give the person Asara Zuhuvim. Freit Chassam Soifer Akasha. Chdush Chassam Soifer. Says, I understand why he has to give him Asara Zuhuvim. This person was ready to do the mitzvah. He was a Chishev Lasis mitzvah. V'nenas, because somebody else stole it from him. V'lo yasah. The Gemara says, Ma'al Olav HaKosel Kilo Asah. It's Rav Ashi's Membrim. Brach is Davav HaMan Aleph. So why does he have to give him Asara Zuhuvim? Chassam Soifer said, Asara Zuhuvim means you took it away from me. I didn't lose anything. In the Olam HaEmes, I get the same scharis if I did the mitzvah. So why do I have to give the Asar Zuhuvim? And the Chassam Soifer says, oh, teretz. He says, Vayitz Tois, that the Asar Zuhuvim is not related to the schar mitzvah. Because if it was related to the schar mitzvah, Zok Tehil, the Chassam Soifer wouldn't owe him anything. Because this person wanted to do the mitzvah. He was a nenes for lo yasah. It's Ma'al Olav HaKosov, Kilo Asah. Now, if Ma'al Olav HaKosov, Kilo Asah doesn't mean you literally get schar as if you did the mitzvah. It's just, it's a nice thing, you're going to get schar, but not mamish Kilo Asah. So that's why you had to give him the Asar Zuhuvim. Says Tainid Rav David Yoel Weiss, it's clear in the Chassam Soifer's Kasha and in the Chassam Soifer's Teretz and the whole discussion of the Chassam Soifer of this sugya that the Chassam Soifer must have held that Ma'al Olav HaKosov Kilo Asah means it's literal. The second Chassam Soifer is also in the Chedushi Chassam Soifer. It's a Masechta Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph from the base. Chassam Soifer there is discussing the Veltz Kasha, it's the Ran's Kasha in Perek Lulav HaGosel. The Ran asks a Kasha, everybody knows mitzvahs lav lehonis nitno. Break the Ran, mitzvahs lav lehonis nitno? What do you mean mitzvahs lav lehonis nitno? What happened to the schar mitzvah that you're going to get? Lamashal, what's an example of mitzvahs lav lahanasin? Reuven made a neder, he's not going to have anor from Shimon. Comes to Beis Medrash, Rosh Hashanah, and he looks at the bima, and who's the Baal Tekeya? The Baal Tekeya is Shimon. Is he allowed to hear Tekeya Shaifer, or does he have to run to another shul? He made a neder, he won't have anor from Shimon. And right now, Shimon's going to be moitzim with Tekeya Shaifer. And the Gemara, Brachas Rosh Hashanah Chavches, has a gevaldige chiddush, mitzvahs lav lahanasin. So being that what I'm getting from Shimon is a mitzvah, I don't have pleasure from doing a mitzvah. I do a mitzvah because Hashem told me I have to do a mitzvah. But lovely, honey, snitnu. So if Shimon wants to give me money, not that I can't take from it. He wants to do a taiva, I can't do that. But to be yoitza mitzvah, a mitzvah is not a dover shel hanof. Freik the Ran, what do you mean? We know that this is schar v'hinish. And one day, the person that heard Kriya Shoif is going to get a gewaldige lichtige olam haba for this. How could you tell me mitzvah? It's the Ran's kasha. It's the Ran's kasha. What happened to schar mitzvah? Zog, the Chassam Soifer. An unbelievable teretz. He says, Reuven walks into shul, and Reuven wants to hear Tekiyah Shofar. He looks up at the bima, and he sees that he can't hear Tekiyah Shofar. Why can't he hear Tekiyah Shofar? Because Shimon is the Baal Tekeya. If Reuven's going to walk out now, and he's not going to hear Tekiyah Shofar, is Reuven going to get schar for hearing Tekiyah Shofar? He is. Because he's a chishev lasis mitzvah, venenas v'lo yasah, ma'al olav hakosov kilo asah. In other words, as the Chassam Soifer, when a person goes to do a mitzvah, as soon as I go to the mitzvah, even if I don't do the mitzvah, just for being chishev lasis mitzvah, I already get tzchar mitzvah. It's already ma'al olav hakosov kilo asah. When I do the mitzvah, it's just the gravy. I got the schar not for doing the mitzvah. I got the schar before I did the mitzvah. I got the schar for being chishev lasis mitzvah. So the Ran asked the kasha, mitzvah slav lahanasinu, aren't you going to get schar for doing the mitzvah? Says the Chassam Soifer, no, I got the schar before I did the mitzvah. This is like chassidus haTorah, the achuna for the mitzvah. I get schar before I actually do the mitzvah. I get schar for being chishev lasis mitzvah. So when it comes to the actual mitzvah, you're actually not giving me anything. No, if I do hear it, I don't hear it. I'm not getting anor from you. What's the anor? The schar, I got the schar mitzvah, walking to shul, wanting to hear Shofar, I already got the schar mitzvah. So says the Chassam Soifer, I'll tell you a teretz to the Ran's famous kasha. Ran asked the kasha, mitzvah v'hanes, what about schar mitzvah? Zok the Chassam Soifer, schar mitzvah is for the chishev. I don't need the mitzvah b'poyel. So if that's the case, when I'm yoitz in the mitzvah b'poyel with you, I'm not getting the schar mitzvah for the act. Thus, there's no hana. The actual mitzvah is lovely, honest. No, I do it because I'm an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Schar mitzvah that I got with or without you. So what am I getting from you? Mitzvah slav lahanis nino. That's the Chassam Soifer. The third Chassam Soifer, which, yeah, is a Chassam Soifer in tshuva, where the tshuva is actually, it's a fascinating tshuva. The tshuva over there, it's kedai. We're going to go over an hour. It's kedai. The tshuva over there was sent, the shaila was sent to the Chassam Soifer like this. There was a yid, he was a sheichet, he brings his name, and he had met somebody whose name was Michal Pashkus. And this Yid, Remechu Pashkes, was talking to this Sheikhet, and he tells the Sheikhet that he's very much mechaviv the mitzvah of Mila. Mitzvah's Mila, he's a Mayo, and he gets on horses and buggies, and he does what he can possibly do to be a Mayo at a bris Mila. And this Sheikhet tells him, wow, it's so funny you say that, because you know, my wife just gave birth to a baby boy, and Metz Hashem, Shatova Mitzlachas, Be'itay Bezmanay, this is going to be a bris, next Sunday, in my shtetl, if you want, you can come be the Mayo. This Yid heard that, this B'chol Pashkas, he was all excited. He gets on a horse and buggy. Chassam Sofer says he traveled 4 hours to go to this Yid's bris. He shows up, and lo and behold, it was true the Sheikhet's wife gave birth to a baby, but it was a baby girl. Was it a baby boy? So this Sheikhet had made a prank on this B'chol Pashkas. So he traveled for 4 hours. He thinks he's going to be the Mayo. It's unbelievable. This is a true Chassam Sofer. It's a Chayshav Nishpat Semen Kuf Ayin Vav. Look it up. But the kids are. So they went to the Rav, and they told the Rav of the city, where this Yid was a Sheikhet, what happened. And Atomo broke out. They said, we trust this guy. I mean, this he has a sense of humor, but he's a Sheikhet. I mean, Nevelis, Trefus. I mean, how can we trust him? And there was a big rash that they want to remove him. They don't want this person to be the Sheikhet in the city anymore. The Rav felt it was above his pay grade, so he forwarded the Shaila to the Chassam Sofer, and he asked the Chassam Sofer if this story is enough basis to remove this Yid from his shtetl, take away his parnasa, not allow him to be the Sheikhet anymore. Either way, the Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva. It's a short tshuva. And the Chassam Sofer said that really, in this Shaila, just in general, you have to look at it from two angles. Number one, there's nothing to talk about. The Sheikhet was over a lois assay in the Torah. The lois assay of Atoinu Ish Esachiv, Einoas Dvarim. So there's Einoas Mamin, there's Einoas Dvarim. And he quotes all the Gemaras and the Perek Yizeh Neshech, Bavim Tzid Achman Tes, where the Gemara talks about how Chamer, Einoas Dvarim is even more Chamer than Einoas Mamin. But the point is that Chassam Sofer says nothing to talk about this Yid was over a lois assay in the Torah. Then he talks about, is there any Chayshim Mishpat obligation that he has to give him? What would be the tzad? You hire somebody to do a job. This person, he spends money, he goes out now to do the job, and then he shows up and there's no job to do. So there's actually a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, it's Chayshim Mishpat siman Shin Lamed Gimel, Shin Lamed Aleph, that talks about this. The same is true for a Dvar Mitzvah. If you go ahead and you tell someone, I have an opportunity for you to do a mitzvah, and this person goes out to do this mitzvah, so and now it turns out there was no mitzvah, so there's a Chayshim Mishpat ramification, not our sugya, but there's a Chayshim Mishpat ramification. So it says, the Chassam Sofer, while he's discussing the latter part, the potential Chayshim Mishpat ramification, says the Chassam Sofer, does this Yid now, this Sheikhet owe Reb Michal Pashkes anything? Why does he owe him something? Because he let him up. He made Reb Michal Pashkes think he was going to get schar for doing mitzvah mila, when really he's not getting schar for doing mitzvah mila. So the Chassam Sofer, no. Because his Michal Pashkes in any way is going to get schar for doing mitzvah smilo. Because he's a chishev lasis mitzvah, venenes v'lo yasa, ma'lo levakosav kilo asa, he owes him nothing from that standpoint. There's a cheshman, so says the Chassam Sofer, it's technicalities. I and Shem, the truth is Chassam Sofer. But he says, you want to know if he ganvit from him schar mitzvah, then garnish ki ganvit. Because this Yid went, he with the right kavanas, in his mind, he thought he was, even though he was never going to a mitzvah, he thought he was going to do a mitzvah. And being that he thought that he was going to do a mitzvah, it's mala olav akasov kilo asa. At the end of the day, the Chassam Sofer told him, he said, listen, number one, do your due diligence, because don't just assume that this is what happened. So you have to really, really confirm that the facts are the way they're being presented to you. Assuming you do that, you have every right to remove this person. You don't have to, he told him, but you certainly have a right to do it. And if that's what the Olam feels they want to do, what he did was a chutzpah, you can force him to at the very least prove that he's done tshuva. So Chassam Sofer, he responded to the Shaila. Lamaisa, I was just thinking that we speak out so many times from Shlomo Kluger, right in the beginning of Avin Ezer, every time you find Dikka, Kalam Labidus Ben Chaveri Torah, Mala Olav Akasov Ki'ilu Yaldai, Kalam Megadu Yasim V'Yisayim B'Teich Beisai, Mala Olav Akasov Ki'ilu. All the Ki'ilus, is it mamish as if it happened? Or is it not mamish as if it happened? If somebody learns Kachin, it's Mala Olav Akasov, it's as if he's bringing an Ayla and a Mincha and a Chatas. So did we all bring Minchas Kayanims this morning? Right? I mean, what's the Kuh? The Kuh Adimian, is it mamish that? Shlomo Kluger declares, if somebody's Megadu Yasim V'Yisayim B'Teich Beisai, is he Mekayim the mitzvahs? I say they rise approval. Is it mamish keilu yaldai? So l'chura, This is another ki'ilu. So whether you get mamish schar mitzvah, you don't get mamish schar mitzvah. Rav Achreinim seem to hold you don't get mamish schar mitzvah. Mitayras le'shalach sam sefer. It would seem that you do get mamish schar mitzvah. We spoke about this Rashba in the world of Lamedes, that if somebody was chayrish l'shem karben oimer and nothing grew, it would be considered a meister chayrish al mitzvah, and could be you'd be doicha Shabbos even. I would mean nothing ended up growing. So my freya, how was it doicha Shabbos? Because one of shach, it was a chayrish al mitzvah. Even if the intent of doing a mitzvah makes it into a meister mitzvah, I think it's a little bit more matim with the chasan sofer. But regardless, could be it comes down to the age old question of malol of akasov ki ilu asa. How far do you take the ki ilu?